So let's look at the swish pattern in detail on page 8 in your notes. So step 1, we want to discover what the unwanted state or behavior is that the client would like to get rid of or stop doing. And as I mentioned before, we then need to get the trigger. So how do you know it's time to feel bad? How do you know it's time to bite your nails? When they give you an answer, you then ask them, when you think of that, do you have a picture? Important distinction there. The question is, do you have a picture rather than can you make a picture? You want the picture that actually triggers the unwanted state or behavior right now. For some people, if you say, can you make a picture, they'll make up a completely new picture. That's not what we want. So the question is, when you think of that trigger, do you have a picture? Then we do a break state. Have them think about something else, just for a moment. Step 2, we then need to elicit what they want to do instead. So how would you like to feel? How would you like to act or behave instead of the old behavior or state? Make sure that what they give you is a positive internal representation. When they've given you the answer, you say, when you think of that state of behavior, do you have a picture? An important thing to pay attention to here is the new behavior appropriate in the same context as the problem behavior? Let me give you an example. Let's say somebody wants to stop biting their nails. You say, what would you like to do instead? And they say, I'd like to go for a run. Is that going to be appropriate in the same context? How many times a day does a person bite their nails? Are they going to go out running every single time that they would have bitten their nails? No, in which case, that would be an inappropriate new behavior. An appropriate new behavior for biting nails, as an example, might be resting my hands in my lap and linking my fingers together. You can do that in all the contexts that you would have bitten nails. Then the third step is optional. So if necessary, assist the client in adjusting the visual submodalities of the desired state for the most positive kinesthetic. So what we'd do at this particular point in time is we'd have them step into the picture, looking through their own eyes, so they're associated, and then we'd change the visual submodalities, the size, the brightness, color of black and white, 3D or flat, until they get the strongest feeling off of the picture. We need to make sure, if we do that, that we have the person then dissociate out of the picture. So we say, good, now step out of the picture so you see your body in the picture. Again, we do a break state. The general rule in NLP, and certainly with the swish pattern, is present state associated, desired state dissociated. Step 5, we show them a little diagram that we've got in the middle of page 8, where you see the two pictures in the middle there. So you say to the client, now close your eyes and get the old picture and bring it up on the screen. Make sure you're looking through your own eyes. Remember, present state associated. Then step 6. Good. As you have the old picture on the screen, put the new picture in the lower left-hand corner, small and dark. Make sure you see your body in the picture. Remember, desired state dissociated. Once they have that, say, good. Now have the new picture explode big and bright, and have it explode up so that it covers the old picture, while the old picture shrinks down and becomes small and dark in the lower left-hand corner, and do that as quickly as... That's where the swish sound comes in. The only magic that there is in the swish sound is it gives a suggestion to the client as to how quickly they need to swish the pictures. So in step 8, you actually have them swish it. So you say, okay. Then immediately, now, open your eyes and clear the screen. This is a break state. What we're then going to do is repeat steps 5, 6, 8, and 9 until the unwanted state or behavior is not accessible. Remembering between each swish that we need to do a break state, otherwise we would tend to install a loop. What I tend to do is do several swishes quite slowly whilst the client gets used to being able to swish the pictures, and then I speed up, and I speed up quite rapidly. I know when I'm going fast enough when the client complains and says they can't keep up. What they're doing at that point in time is their conscious mind saying, I can't keep up. Their unconscious mind can. Then I know I'm going at the right speed. Once the unwanted state of behavior is not accessible, then we go to step 11 and we test. Can you remember an event in the past, an event which if you'd thought about it earlier would have caused you to have had that old behavior or state? And notice how it's different now. Have them access memories in the past and notice that they feel different or that they'd behave differently. Then, we future pace. Can you think of an event in the future? An event which had happened in the past, it would have caused you to have had that old behavior or had that old state. And notice how it's different now. You need to keep testing until the client is completely convinced their old problem has disappeared. You need to keep future pacing until the client is totally reassured that things will be different in the future. So before you do an exercise, I think it would be useful for you to see the swish pattern working. So if you'd like to stop the CD and then watch the swish pattern demonstration on the DVD. There you'll see me doing a swish pattern with a client and you'll see how all the steps fit together. You'll see me testing and you'll see me future pacing. Go and watch the demonstration now.